And we got a fax in. You can fax us always, too, at 459-NUTS from Tom. His favorite comfort food, and man, I'm with you on this. You ever had a Frosty and dip French fries into it?
Oh, yeah.
That is good.
Mm-hmm.
Something seems so wrong about it, though, you know?
Yeah.
A Frosty with hot fries into it.
Mm.
And we want to say good morning to the physician to the stars.
Yeah.
Dr. David Silva.
Yep, just checked in.
He checked in, and he said that pickled eggs are his thing.
He bought the whole jar
of
them.
Yeah, and he's got his daughter eating these things, too. He was up north, and he bought the whole jar.
There's like 18 or 20 eggs in there, and he just bought the whole thing.
I've never had one of those.
Me either. They look gross. They look old and awful.
I know. They look like they've been on a shelf too long.
Yeah.
And it's all, I always look at the liquid they're floating in.
It's all green and cloudy.
Cloudy and pits and stuff floating around in there, little seedy things.
Ooh.
You know somebody probably just reaches in there and grabs one.
With their bare hands.
With their bare hands.
Yeah.
God knows. Some guy's been an auto mechanic all day with grease and filth all over his hands, reaches down in there, swishes it around, grabs a big one.
Yuck.
Hi, GRD.
Hey, good morning.
Hey!
Hey, peanut butter on bananas.
Yeah.
You slice that puppy up into four slices, you spread some creamy peanut butter on, and you chow down.
Hey, you know, my mother makes something similar to that called a banana salad. She splits a banana in half, and then she smooths it over with Hellman's mayonnaise.
Oh, yeah.
And then crushed Spanish peanuts on top.
Ooh,
try that. It's very good.
I'm going to have to try it. I put the mayo in the peanut butter before, mix it up, and put it on a banana, and it's awesome.
Mm.
I got to get back to work here, but I just wanted to call in and let you know peanut butter and bananas rule.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Boy, peanut butter, ooh. Well, I don't know. I'm eating the stuff with the nuts.
Yeah. It seems like it'd be hard to put peanut butter on a banana.
Why? It sticks.
Does it really? Seems like it just kind of slide right off.
Mayonnaise sticks.
I'll have to try it. It actually sounds pretty good. I'll have to try it.
I need to go home and eat my mother's cooking again, okay?
Mommy's moving home.
Mom, I'm coming back. Dad wouldn't mind. What do you mean? I'm only 43 now. Hello. It's your date.
Yeah, my favorite comfort food would be those pistachio nuts. Those are awesome.
They make your hands all red, though.
Oh, I know. But, hey, it's all part of it.
No, what you do now, you buy the ones that are already shelled.
Yeah.
Shelled?
Yeah, they've got those now.
Oh, that's no fun, then. What the heck?
Expensive, too.
Yeah, very, but it's worth it.
It's like cashews.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Hi, GRD.
I have a comfort food for you.
Go!
Mayonnaise and crackers.
What?
Mayonnaise and crackers.
Just mayo on a cracker?
Yeah.
Ew.
Saltine crackers.
Yuck. That doesn't sound very good. Hi, GRD.
My favorite food that I like, or comfort food, is peanut butter sandwiches, a big glass of milk, and chicken noodle soup. And then you dunk the peanut butter right in that chicken noodle soup,
ew.
And that's great. Just kind of melts in your mouth, you know, slimy kind of thing. Oh, it's great.
Ew. How'd you discover that one?
When I was a kid, it used to be tomato soup and peanut butter, and I just tried chicken noodle one day, and I love it. I eat it once a week anyhow.
Ew.
And you just try it.
And you
now, you got to try it.
No!
Why not?
That doesn't sound good.
It is good.
Yeah. He hasn't sold us on that one. Hi, GRD.
Good morning.
Hello.
My favorite comfort food is plain M&Ms, and they have to be sorted by color.
Oh, you're picky, huh?
Oh, I'm picky. Yeah, Skittles that way, and Reese's Pieces, all that kind of stuff.
Are Skittles the fruit thing?
Yeah. That kind of jelly inside thing?
No, they're just like fruity.
They're squares, right?
No,
No?
You're thinking of Starburst.
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking of Starburst.
Right.
I like those, too.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
I have to sort everything by color.
But now, wait a minute. Are there any M&Ms that you won't eat a particular color?
Oh, no,
But
my favorite color is brown.
But you got to sort them all by color?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Do you like the light brown or the dark brown?
The dark ones. Well, they don't come with light ones anymore.
Oh, don't they?
No,
I guess I don't pay attention to the color.
Well, I eat them like yellow first, then orange, then green. So.
That's kind of weird behavior. Have you ever thought about that?
Yeah, but oh well. Not much I can do about it. That's just the way.
And
I
am. You eat the plain ones, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm a peanut M&M man. I like the almond M&Ms too.
Yeah, those are good. The peanut butter ones are good, too.
How would you like a pickled egg?
A Pickled egg? No way.
Dr. Silva's got a whole jar of them somewhere in a cabin
He'll give
somewhere.
You one.
No.
He prescribes one of those every day.
No, thanks.
You sure?
I'm positive.
You ever see those jars of all that stuff, like sitting on counters at liquor stores and stuff?
Oh, they're disgusting. Oh, I used to work in a deli, and we had the big jars of pickles, you know?
Yeah.
And pickled sausage.
People buy that stuff?
Oh, yeah. Some weird people.
Can you imagine how awful your breath must be after chowing down on one of those things?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Need a breath mint after that. It's just... Ooh.
A breath
roll.
Need a street cleaner in your mouth after that stuff. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right, I'd go see a psychiatrist if I were you.
Really?
Something really weird about that.